Kaya FM Podcast. Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
I am super excited for this evening's conversation, and maybe I say that every week, but this week it's slightly different, right? We've been in an environment where the executive positions of banks in South Africa have changed significantly, and there's been a growing concern in terms of how do we continue to drive not only sustainable succession planning in these organizations, but also ensuring that transformation does take place and that organizations and their structures are a clear representation of the societies and the environments within which they operate. This evening, we speak to a man who's been incredibly busy over the last week, the newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of African Bank, Kennedy Bongane. Kennedy, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you for having me, Kuku. But it does look like it would be much more interesting for a listener and for myself to join the next topic.
Oh, goodness. I'm a numbers girl. Those are the conversations I engage in off-air, but I'm sticking to business for today. Kennedy, I must say I'm super excited to speak to you, and I was really hoping you'd join us in studio, but really respecting the decisions in terms of the COVID regulations that we seek to maintain. But you've been one busy man over the last week, right?
Yes, it's an exciting time, Kuku. Exciting to get back to my first love in banking, but also to be joining African Bank at this era and epoch in its transitioning from being a microlender into a fully-fledged financial services platform, occupying its rightful place, I think, in the fabric of financial services in the country.
What does that rightful place look like? I understand you're looking to expand and continue with the current strategy that's been implemented.
Well, Google, African Bank is quite special, you know, and that's not because of size or anything, but because of partly its history, having been founded in the deep dark apartheid days of segregation and redlining of black people, black households, black entrepreneurs from the mainstream of financial services, founded by black entrepreneurs, organized black business that wanted to create a vehicle that would extend credit and extend capital, extend financial services to the marginalized and to the broader populace. Those visionaries left a DNA in African Bank today that is still evident in our culture, in the energy, enthusiasm, and dynamism of our people. And so that through the ups and downs in recent history of the bank, we find ourselves today inheriting a post-creatorship in 2014, a bank that's got a healthy balance sheet, has got a lot of liquidity, it's got shareholders with deep pockets that support its strategy. It's one of the few banks really without any major legacy systems, and therefore has got an opportunity to embrace digitalization, foster the third revolution, to radically transform what we can offer our customers out there.
And it has been quite a metamorphosis, but the industry itself has also gone through significant changes, right? New competitors coming on board, digital being a very strong focus, and that really speaks to enhancing the competitive advantage of the bank. In light of the recent financial results that African Bank released, moving from a 1.2 billion profit to 27 million rand in terms of losses, how is it that you envisage the growth, the increase in the competitiveness of this bank within this ever-evolving environment that we're in?
Well, Google, 2020 was one in a hundred years economic event, really, led by COVID. And so you have seen the impact on not just banking, not just the African Bank numbers you've cited, but, you know, most players in the economy adversely affected. We will be reporting interim results next month, and so, you know, I don't want to get into how the last 6 months looked like. I will wait for the right time in the next few weeks. Suffice it to say that despite that hiccup, we still have a well-capitalized and a highly liquid bank that has got the resources required to buy, borrow, and partner with financial services providers out there that will help us create this thing that I've been referring to, a financial services aggregator and platform for personalized services for our people. Mm. We've got the resources, we've got the alignment and strategy with the board and with a team to occupy that space.
If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with the newly appointed Chief Executive Officer of African Bank, Kennedy Bongane, who has been appointed just over a week ago, if I'm not mistaken, with a wealth and of experience in terms of the banking fraternity, having worked for competing banks in the market, the likes of Absa, Barclays Africa, and initially starting off his career at Standard Bank. Kennedy, I'd like to go and speak to Kennedy the person. I think we know a lot about you in terms of banking, and even trying to pull up some research behind you, I couldn't figure out who Kennedy is aside from the banking hat. Is he a golfer? Is he a dad? I do know that when you started your banking career, you started at the tender age of 17, and your mom actually had to sign your employment contract, which tells us something about how invigorated you were and encouraged you were in terms of seeking employment at the time. And maybe I'd like to link this particular question to not only who you are, but who you are within the professional realm and what you've witnessed in terms of transformation, not only in banks, but within the banking fraternity as it is in South Africa.
Well, Google, I'm passionate about banking. I'm passionate about the power of the extension of finance, credit, capital to individuals, to entrepreneurs, to artists, to dreamers out there, to households, and what that could do to transform lives. At African Bank, they speak about advancing lives, and that is the power of what we do, and it's harnessed properly. And no wonder this passion started with me at an early age, reflective of where I come from and what I knew would be the difference possible with access to resources. So that is why I guess I'm back at this industry because of its transformative power. Outside of my formal responsibilities, I am a former national president of the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professionals, wherein during my our term of leadership, we led the negotiations and the drafting of the Financial Sector Charter, which later on was gazetted by government, by parliament, as the transformation manual, so to speak, of the industry. In terms of management, in terms of board representation, in terms of black woman representation,
a very critical role you played there.
Exactly. And this was a proud moment because we're taking the bull by its horns, so to speak, in saying this is the type of transformation we seek in financial services, in how these banks are managed, run, and in the kind of products and services that they offer and where they should offer them. I must say, 20 years hence, it is a mixed score. There's been some good advances, but as you've seen with recent events, there's still so much to do. And I was quoted last week as saying, I'm back to finish a transformation task that is yet to be finished. There's unfinished business here.
Unfinished business, and you're the man to finish it up on. I guess that leaves us really clear in terms of understanding the growth and the change that you want to leave behind. But I guess my last question to you, as I was hoping we'd have hours on end, but that never happens in radio, right? But the one key lesson in leadership that you've learned in your more than 20 years of experience in banking, what is that very briefly, and how will that shape your role at African Bank?
Well, that's a tough question, Google, because to distill it to one is tough. But I guess something that is much more tuned to my own personal leadership philosophy,
yes.
This idea that I'm no island. I am not a self-made man. I am a product of great leadership. I'm a mama's boy. I was raised by a strong Xhosa woman who provided leadership from the moment I knew what was around me. I have a great family, my late dad, from school, from church, from social networks, from goals at courses, proud product of the Congress of South African Students, and from my own faith. I'm a product of leadership. I stand tall on shoulders of others, and because of that, my big takeaway and what I seek to achieve is to identify talent and leadership in others, find and create a space for that talent and leadership to shine, to grow, to stretch.
Kennedy, we're looking forward to seeing how that is the biggest takeaway, I guess. Yes, certainly. I would love to hear more. Unfortunately, we're under pressure for time, but really grateful for the time you've given us this evening and looking forward to discussing results with you when they come up in the upcoming months. A big thank you once more to our guest this evening, Kennedy Bongane, the CEO of African Bank.
Pivot Point. Kaya Biz. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.